Entanglement. Gilded Cage, Book 2. By Fawn Bailey. Narrated by Brett Gallifert, Sarah Shea, and Jason Winters.
Chapter 1. Ophelia. The garden was beautiful in the height of summer, the air filled with the intoxicating scent of flowers and the grass wet beneath my feet. I was kneeling, working on the weeds that surrounded the stones leading up to the orchard. They hadn't been tended to in so long they were overgrown, and I'd spent my morning weeding. I sat back on my heels and exhaled a long breath. I reached for my water bottle and gulped down the liquid in long, thirsty sips. It was almost time for me to see my master again, but I wanted to finish up first. I didn't have a watch, but I figured I still had a couple of minutes to go. Setting my water bottle down, I went back to work on the weeds. I left the pretty ones, the ones in bloom, because it would be a shame to pull them out. They were too beautiful to get rid of. I was kneeling, busy with my work, when a strong hand landed on my shoulder. A shiver traveled down my spine as I turned around, my eyes connecting with Cain's. "Master," I whispered, and he smiled down at me.
"You're late, Dolly," he said roughly. 10 minutes ago, you were supposed to meet me in the library. Now don't tell me the garden is more interesting than what I was going to do with you."
"No, Master." I shook my head, looking at the ground with a barely hidden smile playing on my lips.
"You know, Dolly," he said thoughtfully, "you've been quite the little brat lately, and I'm not sure I like it."
"You don't?" I said sweetly, raising my chin and looking into his dark eyes. "I thought you loved punishing me." He knelt next to me in his suit, gently taking my chin between his fingers.
"It's not supposed to be enjoyable, you know," he told me. "It's called a punishment for a reason."
"So punish me," I begged. "Punish me properly, Master."
"This again?"
he asked, sighing heavily as he turned my head this way and that, looking at me and inspecting every little freckle I'd gotten from being exposed to the sun.
"You're never going to stop begging for it, are you, Dolly?"
"I just want you to hurt me," I whispered. "Is that too much to ask for?"
"Yes,"
he said, his voice tough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?